ladies and gentlemen, and people of all gender identities, you are listening to
Forget About It on Radio Region.
We're going to let some music play out and come just vibe with us.
I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my shining star, my guiding light, my love that to see. There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list cause I'm always thinking of you. I still remember in the days when I was scared to touch you, how I spent my day dreaming, planning how to say I love you.
Hey guys, you're here with Samir,
Saima,
my name is Dayum,
and Rebel,
and welcome back to our group Forget About It.
Welcome, welcome. How are you guys? How's everybody's weekend?
Yeah, Saima, how are you doing?
I'm pretty great. I had a really good weekend. A family friend is getting married, so we were like helping out at their house, and then yesterday I went to go play laser tag after like so long, and it was, I'm sore.
Laser tag's open?
Yeah, it is.
How is it? Is it, like, less people?
It was just, like, me and my friends.
How many people?
So, 6 people.
And it's, like, you play just with 6 people?
Yeah, it was just us. People? It was just us. No strangers or anything.
Wow, so you had the whole big stadium to yourself.
Yeah, it was really fun.
How do weddings work with, like...
There's, like, a limit. There's, like, a people limit, so...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because most South Asian weddings are massive with absolute zero restrictions. Based on anything, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like at South Asian weddings, you just meet people who are family.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, oh, I held you as a baby.
I know.
I remember when you were this big. I know.
I remember yesterday, my mom told me one of my family friends is getting married on the 12th. I was like, what? It just came out of nowhere. And it's,
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's like, time is flying. Everyone's getting married.
Everyone is getting married.
Everyone is getting married.
It's wedding season is coming.
Exactly.
We're gonna get married soon, guys. We gotta stay prepared.
Whoa,
Rebel, how you doing?
Rebel, when's your wedding?
No, sleeping a lot, staying home, time for myself. You know, just the usual.
Yeah, just playing video games. You know, everyone got addicted to the video games during Corona, and they can't get off of it. You know,
very relaxing.
Yeah, actually, me too. I didn't play video games at all, and then COVID happened, and I was just gaming nightly.
Yeah, and now people don't want to go out this summer because, you know, they were used to their routine.
Yeah, this is the new lifestyle.
I don't know about that. I've been inside. I don't know about that one.
Or, like, you know, like, two summers ago, I went out, like, every day. And now this summer, going out, like once a week or something like that.
Yeah, no, me too.
Because there's way less things to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just want to talk about the XXL freshman freestyle. You guys heard that?
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, did you guys hear that?
I heard some of it.
Did you guys enjoy it?
No, it was in and out for me.
I heard it was the worst freshman freestyle.
I like Murray's verse, but Murray is the guy out of North Carolina.
Yeah.
He got a co-sign from J. Cole almost immediately.
Yeah, he has a really nice voice.
He has a very gospel-y voice, and that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Coi Leray was Coi Leray.
I didn't like the other girl either.
Lakia?
Yeah.
She's on the thing. She's on the Quality Control, which is really interesting. That's the Migos, Lil Baby's record label. I heard one of her songs. It was not bad at all.
Yeah. DDG's part. DDG killed it, man.
He wasn't bad. You know, I didn't even know DDG was a YouTuber. I just knew him as a rapper first.
Yeah, he's like in all realms, you know? YouTuber, to rapper, to boxer. Like, that's... Yeah, he boxed in the celebrity match.
I didn't know about that.
And he won, actually, which is pretty impressive.
What's your guys' opinion on that? Like, a YouTube, TikTok, like, boxing thing?
I mean, it brings a lot of attention to boxing, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Does it, though?
Yeah, like, a lot of young viewers started watching boxing. And to be honest, I didn't watch boxing before.
Same. I still don't watch boxing, but that was a big thing.
As someone who was kind of a fan of boxing, I think it's, you know, boxing has a sort of aura of, like, you gotta get it, you know? And I feel like this is, like, the lowest common denominator, right? Like, I feel like people watching, I don't know, Jake Paul knock out whoever the hell, or DDG knock, or like Blueface knocking out a TikTok kid, isn't gonna make people go back and like actually learn the game and learn anything about, you know, greats like Roy Jones Jr.
I wouldn't say learn, but I'd say like pay attention to, because it brings a lot of like, which is good in all aspects.
Yeah, but
because through Jake Paul and like Logan Paul, I started watching like, you know, people like Ryan Garcia's, and then it got me more into the sport. And it's like, I want to watch better quality boxing now.
Ryan Garcia is really interesting to me, too, because he's still very young in his career.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hasn't really had, like, that big, you know, quality opponent yet. He's kind of just been going through the camps that a lot of boxers do.
I mean, he's, like, 21-0 or 27-0, something like that.
Yeah, but whatever.
I like how he's taking it slow. Like, you don't want to go to zero to hero.
No, in boxing,
and then back to zero in, like, when you're 20 years old.
In boxing, that's how you get knocked the hell out. You need that experience first before you pick up a real fight. I am very interested to see him go against someone like Tank Davis or...
Yeah, he is, I think, by the end of this year.
Hopefully. I'm very interested.
Yeah. So do you guys have any special plans this week?
This week?
Or this month? Anything? Right before...
Oh, it's August, right.
Yeah, before a school year starts.
Oh, yeah. How's school year starting? How's that for you guys? Because Rambel and Selma, you guys... going back to high school, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like kind of nervous because it's going to be my last year, so I don't really know. I'll see. I try not to think about it until it actually gets here.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. You know? Just enjoy things as they come, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, no, me too. I'm about to start second year of university, but I'm about to move there for the first, because I'm at a different city.
Oh, yeah.
And I was here for the first year. It was all online, so I'm technically... gonna have my first year in another city, and I'm very interested to see how that works out.
It's gonna be so fun.
It's either gonna be really fun or really bad.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun. I've made a couple friends already.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to Ryerson too.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are like from like a different city, cause like the school's like trying to make more money from like abroad students.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like. Like, most of them are rich, and they come to the city, and they're like, oh, what's up? And they already got a car and everything. And I'm like, wait,
they're
hold
like
on.
Ready.
Yeah, they're ready.
They're prepared. They're
ready to live.
Like, I see them all Gucci, and I'm like, hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, a lot of those students went to U of T St. George for a long time. Now Ryerson's starting to pick them up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool. That's interesting. But, also, over the weekend, I watched... Have you guys heard about that new movie, Old?
No, the new movie, Old.
Is it good?
It's, You know, you know what it was? Is that the director is known for writing really bad dialogue, and the acting was really stiff. But outside of that, I think the plot was very interesting. It was really well written. It was shot really nice. There were a lot of randomly really cool-looking, very personalized, creative... you know, shots, and the editing was awesome. The script did a really good job at just making moments where things just, like, there are multiple moments where the worst possible thing happens simultaneously.
I have not seen that movie.
And it just makes you go, oh my goodness, you know? I guess, since movies, theaters have opened up,
there's less people in the theaters, which is nice.
I love socially distanced movie theaters. It's just people. I'm not sitting next to some random stranger or like a whole family behind me. Like it's a lot more chill. Just a few people, and then, you know, it's fantastic.
It's just better quality.
Sadly, my group is like the loud group, and so if you're sitting near us, you're gonna have a hard time.
Yeah, no, I hate people that talk during movies.
Not like talk. We'll like comment on the movie. Like I remember when like. Black Panther disappeared from like from one of the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm. And then he came back?
Yeah.
And he's like, as you can see, I am not dead. Yes. Yeah.
In the first one, when he disappeared, we all started yelling. Mm-hmm. We were like, oh my goodness. And everyone was just looking at us.
And then he comes back. That was epic.
Yeah.
No, Black Panther was so good.
Black Panther was a fun movie.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to cut out to our music break. We'll catch you guys after the break. We have a special interview with Suraya Ibrahim. So we'll catch you guys then. Playing Nice For What by Drake. Here we go.
Who's motherfucking representing it here tonight? Hold on.
I'm here letting you back in. How can I explain myself?
Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I been peeping what you bringin' to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life. Without a follow, without a mention, you really piping up on these niggas. You gotta be nice for what to these niggas? I understand. You got a 100 bands, you got a baby Benz, you got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense. You already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5. Post talk down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Time for the last month. Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make the ass jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit the motherfucking angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fabo. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
Jesus, your boy.
Watch the breakdown.
All right, welcome back, guys.
Yo, yo, welcome back, welcome back.
Hey, can you hear us, Ray?
Yep.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, we have a special guest here on our line. We have Suraya Ibrahim, a part of Mothers of Peace. So, Suraya is a community event organizer, also known as Mayor of Regent Park. Suraya, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
We're good.
So we're here with Samir,
Saima,
Dayam,
Rebel.
And we're just going to ask you a few questions about Mothers of Peace. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself as well?
Yeah, sure.
And your role in Mothers of Peace?
My name is Suraya. I work for the Center for Community Learning and Development. I'm a founder for Mother's Peace, live in Regent Park, and a mother of three, including Samir, who is on the interview here.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Okay, let's get straight into the questions. So, how important is it to have a healing circle for the community?
Oh, my. It's so important having the healing circle in the community. As you know, Regent Park, there is a history of the gun violence, the trauma over the years. Mm-hmm. The community has never had a chance or access to the healing circle. The trauma that they're carrying throughout the loss of their loved one, the son, the neighbor, friend. There is impact of the trauma throughout the years in the community. The trauma has ripple effects in all of the community members that we didn't have access to it. This is the first time we had, I think it was since last year, we had access to a healing circle, mm-hmm. to a professional therapist. We had a plan to do it physically. We just had one session, and then COVID hit. So we turned to virtually. So it's been working very well. We just finished last Monday, the healing circle. So yeah, it was very impactful, and it was very important to have the healing circle, especially for the moms. So yeah.
Just wondering,
it's important to get a healing. Yeah.
Does the healing circle have any plans for the future?
Yes, we are planning to do more, and also reaching out to our Mospark. Mospark also, they don't have access to it, and Mospark is underserved for so many years. And the next chapter of the healing circle in the fall, we will reach out to Mospark community members as well.
That's great. That's great. So for the next question, how can trauma have a ripple effect throughout the years to community members?
So if you know, Regent Park is very Thai community. So everybody knows each other.
Yeah.
The friends and the moms, they know each other. So the kids who have been lost from the gun violence, it has a ripple effect because it's very Thai community here. The trauma, precarious trauma that being caused by the gun violence throughout the years, nobody's talking about it. Nobody addressed the trauma that exists in the community. You cannot be normal and be productive when you are not getting appropriate counseling, appropriate culturally sensitive therapy. That was huge for our community throughout the years. This is the first time that we had access to the healing circle since last year. We will continue to do this. It's the Region Park is, like I mentioned, it's very Thai community, and also there's a lot of families who need that support as well.
Other than the healing circle, does Regent Park have any other supports for people going through like a mental health crisis?
We did also a workshop, to identify or create awareness about mental health. And we had prevention. We had different kind of workshops that creating awareness that impacts the community as well. We will continue to do this. Sometimes there is a lack of awareness, and also there is stigma tied to it, those kind of programs that in the community as well. So when there is mental health crisis, there is no enough support, or there is no awareness how mental well-being is so important, and to take care of our mental well-being as well. There is a spectrum of mental health that we need to address. It's not like you are crazy, but there is depression, anxiety that need to be addressed, and also more awareness, creating also language that you use when you go through the crisis, a trauma, that you could express yourself. This is how you feel. This is what support needs. This is how our brain works. Because when you see wound, when you have in physically visible place, you are more running and to get support. But mentally, it's not visible, so people are easily, they could hide, or they feel stigmatized when they are going to mental health as well. There is a lot of suicide, overdose, that we need to talk about it, that we need to normalize it in a way that those services accessible, culturally sensitive for those community members who are facing marginalized, who are facing a lot of barriers to access those services as well.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's also really important when you talk about trauma to just think about like the family aspect and the generational trauma too. Like when a parent has trauma that they haven't dealt with, that trauma tends to also affect that person's child.
Yeah.
And that person's child.
Yeah, definitely.
It goes on, right?
Yeah, definitely. So so they don't know how this trauma unveil or show up in their life, because when the mom lose their son, it has ripple effect the whole sibling. Moms, if she's not well, the trauma will show up in different way. How can you be taking care of the rest of siblings when you are not well yourself? Creating awareness and creating a safe space that the healing or grieving that they need. Because we became individual society here, the community is not that tight like back home, that to create that space. That's what we are trying to do and normalize it in a way that, yes, we need to step in. That's how the mother space also, even that we started, because we see when the trauma or the gun violence occur in the community, that we are going to react mood instead of having that prevention, healing part of it to heal and support those families and the community as well. So yeah, we have a lot of work to do, but this is a starting point. So yeah, I'm grateful that we are stepping in to help and to have that conversation as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For our next question, how can we have a healing circle that's tailored to culturally sensitive counseling and therapy?
So right now, the city is listening. They came and listened to the mother's speech, what is needed, how the healing circle works in our community, and could have replica in other neighborhoods. Because based on the experience the moms was experiencing, they've been sent to therapy, the place is not culturally sensitive, and also it's set up that colonial mentality, the way that function, that not been understood those families, and they didn't go back to those services. So now the city is partnering with one of them is Delta Community, that they are reaching out to those imams, African descent healing circles, who specialize those individuals who could help as well. So one of the things that the city is stepping to do that, but we are doing in the community in Regent Park, that the person who we invite to do the healing circle, who understand the culture, who are sensitive in culture as well, to address this issue, the trauma that exists.
That actually kind of ties into my next question, because you guys are the ones that kind of run it, so it already is kind of culturally like sensitive, because you all understand what's happening, right? But what made you want to like participate in Mothers of Peace, and how does it affect you?
That's a very good question, because when I start about 10 years ago in the Center for Community Learning and Development, after a few years there was overwhelmingly gun violence that took place in Regent Park. It was quiet in the beginning when the session was open, and then the gun violence starts, and we start losing young people in the community. And then there was a table, a crisis network table, so they react and get together and plan funerals. Nothing happened after that. And then another young person died. Again, we got together, we cried, and nothing happened.
Like the same thing, just a cycle, basically.
The same, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The same vicious cycle of the same thing I'm doing, and they're trying to expect to come out with some unrealistic expectation. Mm-hmm. That's how we took the matter in our hands. It was the person who were from the city who were managing the crisis. How about I will help you guys start the healing, the mother's peace. That's how we mobilize ourselves and visiting the families who are lost their son or who has raided their house, who young person is challenging the family or the community. We visit those families who need support. that sometimes the community is stigmatizing those families because of that young person who's challenging the mom or the parents who are caught on the gang and gun violence. So we were visiting, and if there is a funeral, we plan, and in a way we go to the mosque. Like we've been seeing a majority of young boys who died also who are descendant African heritage, who are first generation immigrants who are grieving and not knowing where to go about. And we got together and planned the funeral, planned the food and visiting them, and that support that socially who are acceptable in our culture as well. And that bringing a food, the food is in our culture, it's a healing in a way. We make food and visit those families to make them feel much better than
just as like in comfort.
Exactly, yeah. The food is comfort. In the past, the community it makes those individual or families make them it's your fault, mm-hmm. because the child turned out this way. But they try their best. But sometimes, because of the influence from the friends, peer pressure, all of that plays those young person individual school play a role that not getting enough support. Mm-hmm. But being caught and not knowing how to go about and coming out to the gang circles, so they end up in dying or committing the crime in themselves. So trying to prevent and giving them a tool, doing a lot of workshops, and giving them the support that need. The mothering piece themselves are a co-chair, a chair, make turn, and mobilizing, organizing events that matter to the groups and to the community as well, and doing a lot of capacity buildings to empower those groups and also to empower the rest of the community as well. We've been doing a lot of stuff in the community, partnering with the safety table, partnering with other organization in the community. When the noose was found, we organized ourselves with other community that had the same cause, and anti-Black racism, all of that. And when there was a shooting in London, Ontario, when we lost a young person, we did vigil, all of that to claim our space, and also the fear is not going to be controlling us, and we need to take in the matter on our hands and also creating awareness. We've been doing all those stuff that
You mentioned the noose. Can you talk about that incident for people who don't know about what happened and Mothers of Peace's role in that?
So there was a noose was found in construction site in the Daniels construction site. It wasn't the first one, but the noose was appearing throughout construction sites throughout the city, and the noose is a symbol of lynching the Black throughout the history. If you could Google and what is the lynching, is they used to kill those, hang them and kill those Black people, and that the symbol is putting the construction site to intimidate the Black people who are working on the construction site, so they will put a fear on them and bullying them so they won't feel welcome in the construction industry. So we said this is not acceptable. It triggers a lot of trauma with the Black African descent, so that creating awareness, and we work with the Daniels, we work other neighborhoods as well. We also work on a petition that this is not acceptable, and creating awareness that, yes, the Black males or women need to be feel welcome in the construction industry as well. It was hijacked by all whites who are not making them feel welcome, those African descent black or individuals as well. So that is the news. We did two rally last year, creating awareness, and we had a conversation. We had a meeting with the Daniels that they need to change how the hiring system, and plus how they need to feel welcome in the industry, in the construction industry, that they need to change their hiring policy as well when it comes to African descent individuals as well in construction industry. That is what it is. I'm not sure if I answered everything that you asked.
No, you definitely did. You definitely did.
We also, I also wanted to ask you, even regard outside of the organization, how important do you think it is for mothers and family members in the community to take a leadership role?
So there was a request from East West that to replicate the mother's piece, the programs that we do. And so because the gun violence is touching now every corner of the city. So we some mothers speak about the mothers field role that they play. And also, is there an echo? Is that on my end?
Sorry? No, we don't hear an echo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so, yeah, they've been attending those who are in the leadership role and attending those training or creating awareness as well, how they could go about and supporting those community as well. Yes, we are small, but the idea is to have a chapter, Mother's Peace chapter, another community as well, that to support those community that nothing is happening on that neighborhood as well.
Mm-hmm. So for our next question, it's, how has Mothers of Peace made a change in the community?
We did. We are very active in the community. Most of us, we just love the community, and we want to see a change, create awareness, and inviting neighborhood officers, inviting the superintendent of 51 Division, and making them accountable. Like there is reality that exists about the gun violence, that the fear it won't control us. We need to take our community back, and by doing those rallies and doing a visual, all of that is it brings the community together. Despite the COVID, so we had very well attended all the time when we do the rally. People need to come out. People want to come out and connect with their neighbors. And the hate, it won't divide us. Hate doesn't control us. So we've been seeing again and again how the mother kids play the role in the community, that having those activities throughout the year, important for well-being. We are social creatures. Women to be together, and that activity brings people together as well. That's how you connect and you overcome the challenge that exists about mental health, anxiety. So when people connect physically, and it feels better, and we see the change that it took place throughout the year as well.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue to do what is important for our community.
All right, so we're almost out of time, but for our last question, we were just wondering if you guys have any upcoming events for the future, and if so, how will community members be able to find out about it?
So we do have all the events that we do, we post it in our social media. In Mother's Peace, we have Instagram, there is a Facebook that we post and share. And what is coming up is we partner with one of the organization, let me pull it and share that. It will be on this coming Thursday. We posted in the Mother's Peace, if you go and look at it, August 5 to 8 in the park. We partner with Papa Playground, which is to connect the communities. people who are coming from outside or in the community, partnering with the Motherspace to create that space. And check it out in our Motherspace. We posted. The name is Pop-Up Playground. You could share, and if you want, you could document it as well. It will be from August 5 to 8.
Okay.
That's one of them that's coming up. And another one, we have every Friday until end of August, a cultural bazaar as well.
Okay.
Those people who are organizing, they are a part of Motherspace as well.
We will definitely check it out. On behalf of all of us, thank you so much for joining us today, but also for all of the work that you do, because mothers are truly the backbone of this community.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys stayed persistent through COVID, like you mentioned. So yeah, just thank you for all of your work, your 10 years of hard work. Because as important as it is for all the kids in the community, for like the gun violence and everything that goes on, it's so much more for the mothers as well. So thank you so much for your time and coming today.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for taking time for including me. Thank you.
No
for
sure. Bye.
Thank you. We'll see you around.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay, guys. So we're going to take a quick music break, and then we have another guest, a community resident. And we'll see you guys then.
Cleansing my soul of addiction for now, cause I'm falling apart. Yep, tension between us just like picket fences. You got issues that I won't mention for now, cause we're falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no, no. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no. From a distance, I think we should rule out commitment for now, cause we're falling apart. Leaving, you're just doing that to get even. Don't pick up the pieces, just leave it for now. They keep falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my always. I can't blame you, no. No.
So I can put the thing back on. Hello?
Yeah?
Hey, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, great. So welcome back, guys, from our break. We have a special guest here. We have Ines, a community event organizer, community leader, community resident. Ines, can you hear us? Is everything great with you?
Yes, I can hear you guys.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're doing amazing.
Very good.
So we have a few questions set up for you.
Okay.
And yeah, let's just get straight into it. So our questions are about Mothers of Peace. So what barriers have you faced when trying to put together events for the community?
Barriers. Well, sitting in Mothers of Peace and being a co-chair in Mothers of Peace, we find a lot of barriers, not to the Mothers of Peace, of people who are always jealous and envious of the work that we do as Mothers of Peace. It's people from the community. It's like, and always attacking Mothers of Peace and what we're doing and what we have accomplished. There's always that stigma here in the community that when we do something, it's, oh wow, they're doing it just to be, to take some photo op. It's not a photo op. It's what we need to do is to get together and do things for the members of the community instead of attacking us.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. So for our next question, since your organization started, what are some positive changes you guys have seen in the community?
Well, there's been a lot of positive changes. A lot of parents who have been going through with their kids having murder or gunshot and stuff. We get mothers together. We get together. We cry. We talk. We go away to. We go to Niagara Falls of healing, just to get away from the community. Positive. There's a lot of positive. There's always things to do, but at the same time, as days go by, parents will talk to us in confidentiality, and we get, like I said, we get together. We've been doing healing circle every Mondays from a positive aspect. So, and there we even though it's confidential, we have tough questions. People, parents, or the ladies have cried and pour out of all the stress and trauma in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for the next question, how has COVID affected your work and how have you guys adapted to it?
Well, me personally, COVID has affected me because I had COVID at the beginning of the pandemic.
No.
It was a real bad, like, nightmare for me. I thought I was going to die, especially when my kids had to call the 911, and I literally, like I said, I thought I wasn't coming back. I had to, I started saying bye to them because of all the stuff that was in the news. But I think COVID, it has affected a lot of people with mental health.
Yeah, for sure.
The well-being, the stress, not being to see people or isolation and all that stuff. So that has affected a lot of us in mental health. And this is why with the safety and collaboration with Mothers of Peace, we've been doing a lot of workshops every month of mental health and different, because a lot being in this community and a multicultural, a lot of people think the mental health is, okay, when you say somebody, well, I'm seeing counseling or I have mental health, they assume that you're nuts, but it's mental health is a lot of different aspects of mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, that's why I like Mothers of Peace, because a lot of people might think it's like a lot or different, but literally it's just other mothers being able to talk about their feelings and their issues, and that helps mothers a lot, because a lot of people put a lot of pressure on the mothers in our community.
Yeah.
And it's just like no one has their back. So yeah. I love this group because all the mothers have their back. It's like a tight-knit community. And it's like, at the end of the day, it's the backbone of our community.
Exactly. What you said about the pressure is like, I feel like mothers, you have to set an example, especially for your kids. Like, you feel like you can't, you like show your emotions or show yourself, like fall apart. So it's really great that you guys have each other for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is important for us to have that, because otherwise we will go through a lot of, I mean, we are going through a lot of trauma and stuff. Every time you hear a gunshot or mm-hmm. somebody that got murdered, it's like it triggers back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So with that of Mothers at Peace, it has been a huge impact in the community, even though there's a lot of haters out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm just being real. There's a lot of haters that mm-hmm. don't like what Mothers at Peace does. People think it's a photo op. It's not a photo op.
Right.
If you want to do something, you go ahead and do it. Don't expect something back.
Right.
Do it because it comes out of your heart and because you want to do something for your the members of your community.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
And that's exactly what you guys do.
Yeah.
So.
And I also love that you guys, like one thing I've gathered from talking to you guys is that there's a really big emphasis on removing the stigma that comes with mental health. And for me, as someone who struggled with their mental health really severely in the past, that's just a fantastic thing to hear. I feel like the more people just kind of get used to having, when you struggle with your mental health, it's really no different from struggling with your physical health.
Exactly.
And it's just something that happens.
Yes.
And I think that that just makes a better world, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I always put my examples. I've been more down than have been up.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk for hours about my life, of all the struggles it has happened to me. People assume that everything is okay with me. No, I always, when I'm outside, I always put a happy face, but you don't know that inside I'm broken into a lot of millions of pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I cry on myself, like, to sleep and stuff. Because at the end of the day, nobody's going to solve my problem. I know who to go to and talk to
mm-hmm.
and cry out myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and because you have to have that trust with that person.
Right, yeah.
And I know I could call some of the ladies from Mothers at Peace, and I call Soraya many times. I have cried on Soraya's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff. So, even just stuff, crying and sitting in a lot of committees, how many times I have been put down and swore at. It's a huge challenge when it's you fighting for what it is for the community and what we have shown to the community, what we've been the work that we've been doing as Mothers at Peace with Regent Park Safety Network.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a struggle because people go, oh, well, they're doing that because of this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't do this, they don't do that. Hello, we're doing the work.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, even with those workshops, those training certificates, speaking with confidence.
Yeah.
And that is a huge advantage for us because seeing residents sitting in those committees and residents are staying quiet and not talking about it,
mm-hmm.
it's their voices is not being heard. It's important for me as a TCAC resident to have those TCAC residents take those training certificates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
For them to have that voice, for them to feel that confidence. So that for us is a huge, huge accomplishment.
Yeah. Right. So you mentioned that Mothers of Peace actually gets quite a bit of criticism and hate. Does that inspire you to keep working hard for our community? And if it does, what are some other things that inspire you to continue your work?
For me, that inspires me is the amount of ladies that I have worked throughout the years, especially within Mothers in Peace,
mm-hmm.
of the working together, the conversations we have, understanding that what we go through and the struggles and all that. So for me alone, it pushes me more when people are always saying, wow, you're this and that.
Yeah.
I'm being selfish and greedy when we apply for grants. It pushes me more, it motivates me more because I find that sometimes when people do that, if they're envious of the accomplishment of what you've done.
Yeah, exactly. But that just shows that you've actually done something, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And Mothers of Peace is really interesting to me because you guys do a whole lot of stuff and you organize a lot of events, right? But I was just wondering, what would you say is Mothers of Peace's, like, mission statement?
Mission state, oh my God.
Not exactly, you know, just a general idea, right?
The goal.
Well, the goal is to have more, like I always say, TCAC, because our priority is TCAC residents. Mm-hmm. I've living in the community for so many years and seeing what's going on and what's happening with our youth, with parents.
Right.
And so for me, it's for us, it's having those parents to have an understanding of what's going on and what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so right? good.
And not to have our eyes folded and be in denial of the stuff that is happening. Because at the end of the day, I have youth too, and I've seen a lot of the crap.
Yeah.
Okay? So we do this. The mission is to educate ourselves. Especially now with this Instagram, Facebook, the language and all that stuff. I'm still learning along the way. I'm old school.
Right.
But I'm learning along the way. I see a lot of the stuff. I've always asked my kids, what does this mean?
What does that
I
mean?
I didn't even know what LOL was. And my kids were laughing. I go, oh my God, you don't know what that is? I go, no, I'm asking. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there's a lot of parents that don't know. Like, they just, okay, their kids doing this and that. So those are, for me at least, that's how I see it, that we need to educate ourselves for us to keep on going.
That's
and
true.
To keep up with our own youth in order for us to do better every time.
Facts.
Yeah.
So recently you guys held a vigil for the mourn of the victims of the van attack in London, Ontario. How would you think that event affected Muslims in Regent Park?
That has affected a lot of us because even though I'm not Muslim, but I'm a Latina, but it still affects us because at the end of the day, we're all one, no matter from what background you come.
Mm-hmm.
We all have feelings and stuff. So that's hurtful when you see things like that happens to people, that it's not right when you see those things happening. The same thing, the visual that happened with the Native children.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's hurtful because it should not be happening to nobody.
Exactly.
So that was another huge success where it was another one. There was a person that went there and she wanted to talk where the agenda was already full of all the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be only 6 to 8 and it went to almost 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that.
Yeah, and this person wanted to speak, and we said, no, you cannot speak because the agenda was already 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
We said no. And then she went on Facebook, RPNA Facebook, and we literally criticized.
Mm-hmm.
It criticized and that Mothers of Peace and this and that. And this is why I say that people would say, oh, they're only for photo op. We're not there for photo op.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing what we have to do. And that's what people need to understand, that at the end of the day, we're all the same.
Exactly.
Nobody is higher than you. Yes, we come from a different background. We all have feelings. We just need to stop doing that, of attacking others.
Exactly.
That's facts.
Mm-hmm.
We've come close to the end, so I just want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. From the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to add?
No, I just want to say thank you. And I know Mothers of Peace is doing a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
This Thursday, we're going to Niagara Falls with a lot of ladies and some gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We go shopping. We go to, then we have lunch. We have hiking. And then we go to Niagara Falls. It's more relaxing and just to leave the stress behind.
Yeah.
Mm. And we have lots of fun.
You guys deserve it.
Yeah, for real.
You deserve it.
Yeah. So that's what I just want to say. Like, yes, we do a lot of work and yes, we've been a lot of criticized, but you know what? At the end of the day, we still keep on going. We don't let people stop us.
Exactly. So thank you so much for joining and giving us your time and telling us all about Mothers of Peace. We really, really appreciate it. And we hope to hear from you soon again.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay,
thank you.
Day. Bye.
Okay,
all right, guys.
Everyone.
So we're going to switch it around. Just give everyone a brief end of our episode explanation about what is Mothers of Peace, if you don't know already. Mm-hmm. So it's a group of empowered females trying to make a change within the gun violence in our neighborhood. So violence has been high between youth in low-income neighborhoods such as Regent Park, and it causes a lot of stress and pain for mothers. This group has become a healing group for a lot of mothers and helps with pain of with the pain of having to live in dangerous neighborhoods like ours. So some of the things this group might focus on is so build geographic partnerships and share resources with other areas in need. So like Saraya mentioned, working with Moss Park, so building strong and healthy communities through social networks slash supports. It supports income generations through skills and development and addresses structural inequalities with emphasis on community engagement and development, equality, diversity, and human rights. So to have a group like Mothers of Peace is important because having that good foundation and backbone within our community and the females in our community can really feel like a sense of family for most. It's also very important for violence prevention within youth because black youth have become endangered in our communities, and it's important that they use this opportunity to be led in the right direction.
Yeah, so exactly.
Thank you guys so much.
For tuning in.
We've reached the end of our episode. So, yeah, we'll catch you guys next week, next Monday. Let it vibe out with Barb Marley.
One love.